Let us all face up to a reality of our lives. We all do the best we can to repress our lost opportunities. They're not pleasant to think about, and if we would become obsessed by them, these lost opportunities, we will never have any kind of peace of heart. Yet lost opportunities are never offered to us again. Our parents may be dead, and there's nothing we can do now to say the kind, generous, grateful words that we would like to have said. Perhaps a friend has been irrevocably lost. And we're sad now that at that one critical moment in life, we did not speak those few words of reconciliation that might just have preserved that precious friendship. Perhaps we were cruel to the person that we loved. And despite the reconciliation, that cruelty now we feel can never be undone. Perhaps as parents we unfairly chastised a child. And the injustice we think can never be blotted out. Maybe we turned down an opportunity for doing something new in life, and now that opportunity is gone for good. We wasted time, and that time is lost. We turned our back on someone that we know needed our help. That someone is lost. Maybe we had a chance to do the honest, decent, honorable thing. And yet, unfortunately, we ducked away. We hedged our commitments. We denied our responsibilities. And now we know that opportunity will not come again either. In the Christian view of things, however, we always do keep getting new chances in life, new beginnings and new starts. In the Christian view of things, we can always start all over again. If we have lost one opportunity, there will always be another. Reconciliation with anyone that we have ever injured is still possible. Old loves can always be renewed. Past wrongs can always be set right. And even cruelty can be erased by some kind of super generous, abundant generosity. Of course, we do know as life goes on that we find it more difficult through the years to modify, to change those basic patterns of behavior into which we have slipped. But the possibilities are there, and the chances are always offered to us again, so that death to the past and the mistakes of the past and rebirth can always take place. Now, we know that in Scripture, the normal emphasis in the preaching of Jesus, the good news he brings us, is always on this aspect of the new opportunities that are still ahead in our lives, rather than on the old ones that have been unfortunately wasted. But in today's gospel, it is the lost chance that is the theme, rather than the new opportunity. But the aim of the gospel today is not to deepen our guilt, not to paralyze us with some kind of morose anxiety, or not to turn us inward into a convoluted, anguished kind of repentance. It is true that Jesus always does want us to look and reflect on the wasted chances of the past, but only so that we can always learn from those wasted opportunities in the past, so that we won't miss those opportunities that still exist for the future. The point, then, of today's good news in the gospel is that at some time, the second, the third, and the fourth opportunities will run out. And then, unfortunately, there might not be any opportunities left. What Jesus does in the Holy Gospel is always reveal to us His God and our God, a God of fresh starts, a God who keeps reminding us that it is never, ever too late to start all over again, up to the very last minute of our life. Reconciliation and rebirth and renewal are always possible as long as we breathe. Unfortunately, we do not breathe forever. Time does run out, and eventually the chance for a new start is the last chance. And if we do pass that up, there just won't be any more. And so the words of the gospel today are quite clear. You will come to the same end unless you reform. Now that opportunity to reform is still there, but finally, if there is no reform at the very end, then you too shall be cut down, the gospel says. But we must remember that the same God always continues to come to us as He did to Moses, to offer us new life. Just as He did to the children of Israel, as the epistle of Paul makes so clear. But in that epistle, we learn that not everyone took the opportunity. And of those who did, not everyone did persist. And for them too, eventually time did run out. And it will run out for us too. But between this moment and then, there is always a creative opportunity, so many of them, presented to us to start again. One such creative opportunity, of course, is the reconciliation penance service, that is, the week after this, here on Tuesday, in the middle of Lent, an ideal time once more to become reconciled with our God and our neighbor, and above all, with ourselves. In the Lenten springtime of the year, this is the time for new starts and new beginnings. And this sacrament of reconciliation urges us to look primarily to the future, and at the same time provides the healing strength to begin again, knowing that the mistakes of the past are forgiven. That is always so true of Christian life. This dynamic tension is ours. A dynamic tension between the new opportunity on the one hand and then time slipping through our fingers on the other hand. But we still must always be hopeful, filled with confidence, knowing that no matter how late it is, we can always start again. And understand that we have this grace of a powerful sense of urgency. We need never be paralyzed by fear or guilt over lost opportunities, nor should we be presumptuous because we might think that these steady streams of opportunities are going to be offered to us forever. And so we should not deceive ourselves. Each time that we turn down a chance, each time we pass up some kind of opportunity, it simply becomes just a little bit harder for us to accept the next one. Each opportunity for reconciliation, for openness, that is refused, somehow or another closes us in more, shrivels us, hardens our hearts just a little bit more, makes us just a little bit more unresponsive to our God, who is desperately trying to speak to us through others. It's the same way God calls to us always through other human beings, invites us always to be more open, more generous. When he speaks to us through the beloved in our lives, and of course for most people the beloved is principally the spouse, it means that each day in their common life together, the husband and wife are always offering each other new opportunities for growth in their love for each other. They call out to each other to greater generosity and openness, kindness and patience, sympathy. So each day, husband and wife always have opportunities to respond to the invitation that God makes to the other. Husbands and wives, no matter how young they are, how recently married, should reflect on the light of today's gospel that they will not always have the chance they have today for reconciliation and love. Today, now, with each passing hour, is the time for new beginnings and fresh starts.
Let us pray. Called to a change of heart by God's holy word, let us offer our prayer in confidence that all in the church may be living symbols of the gentle mercy of God. We pray to the Lord. For all our brothers and sisters who are ill, in prison, or in any special need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That we may learn to forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That the Lord may continue to bless the Jewish people, we pray to the Lord. That our celebration of the Lord's presence may renew our gratitude for God's mercy, we pray to the Lord. For all the intentions listed in our parish book of prayer intentions and for our own personal intentions this afternoon. We pray to the Lord.
Gracious God, in the wonder of your infinite love for us, you have chosen to make us the heirs of the kingdom. Now help us respond.